The price of baby formula has been going up, making it hard for parents to afford it. Emma Davies, a single mom, finds it difficult to buy formula for her 13-week-old baby. Even though it's expensive, she doesn't want to buy cheaper options because she wants the best for her child. Other parents feel the same way and are willing to make sacrifices to make sure their kids have enough to eat. The Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, says that formula prices have gone up by 25% in the last 2 years, which means the companies that make formula are making a lot of money. There are two big companies that dominate the baby formula market: Danone, which owns Aptamil and Cow & Gate, and Nestle, which owns SMA and Little Steps. These companies control 85% of the market, so it's hard to find other brands. The CMA says that parents could save £500 in the first year of their baby's life by trying different options. But some parents worry that cheaper brands might not be as good for their babies. Professor Amy Brown, who knows a lot about babies' health, says that all infant formulas have to follow strict rules to make sure they have the right nutrients. Some parents might not want to switch to cheaper brands because they think that higher prices mean better quality. But that's not always true. In the UK, it's against the law to advertise formula for babies under 6 months old, because they want to encourage breastfeeding. Stores also can't promote special deals on formula, but they can do it for formula for older babies. Some supermarkets, like Iceland, want the rules to change so that parents have more choices and don't have to spend so much money. There aren't many store brands of formula available right now, which makes the problem worse. The only supermarket that has its own brand of formula is Aldi, and it's called Mamia. People who want to help families are asking other stores to do the same thing and make cheaper options. The cost of formula, along with other things like bills and rent, is putting a lot of pressure on families. Sophie Livingston, who runs a charity called Little Village HQ, says that families are having a hard time and have to make tough choices, like watering down formula or using fewer diapers, because they don't have enough money. The CMA is looking into the baby formula market and will give an update in the middle of 2024. More and more families are asking for help from charities like Little Village HQ, which shows that things are getting harder for them. The cost of living keeps going up, which makes it even more difficult for parents to take care of their kids.